is Mr. and Mrs. W. R. Swinging Adventures.
I am Mr. W.
And I am Mrs. W. So if you are not over the age of 18, please do not listen, as this contains adult content.
So on tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about JD's, the club just up the road from VA.
So when did we go?
Cool, that must be a month ago now, or just over.
The end of February, wasn't it?
I think so. So that's how far behind we are.
Yeah, but I have been ill.
Yeah.
The kids have been ill. They're always ill these days. Everyone's ill. So, JD's, you were here in a previous episode. We hadn't been there. We weren't sure we were going to go there. At the same time, we keep hinting we would possibly go there.
Yeah, because we kept on saying that we wanted to go, but then we'd always end up at VA.
Yeah.
So we took the plunge one night and we were like, right, let's just go. Not think about VA and we'll go. But I think the push we got was the last VA trip. Or it was Valentine's night.
Yeah, I just...
Not Halloween.
No. So VA... VA was at Halloween... I won't say it again, at Halloween. No, at Valentine's Day. So I just felt it was awkward. There was just a lot of people were just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just weren't feeling it, considering that's my home, so to speak. Mr. W was like, we are going, JD's. We're going. And I was like, fine, whatever.
Gone.
Still weren't feeling it. But we went.
Yeah, so we didn't even, like, book online or anything like that, literally turn up.
No. And when we got there, because we hadn't been before, and the sat-nav had took us a different way, I think they may have moved the entrance.
Yeah.
So it was a bit like, okay, let's just stop in this lay-by and just watch and just see where people go and see if we can get in.
Yeah.
But because we had arrived at night, it was dark.
Yeah.
There's actually a sign outside the entrance.
And two massive signs.
Yeah, which we were totally, obviously, oblivious to, but hey-ho, we got there. We got in.
Yeah.
Parking was a bit tight.
Yeah, but that's here or there.
Parking's not the issue, so when we sort of saw it, I was like, oh, well, I don't know. Let's just fucking get out the car and go for it.
Yep, so we went in.
VA's around the corner if we needed to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went in.
Went in, registered.
Yep.
Turned out that it was... £20 for membership?
Yeah, so...
They say it's lifetime, but I don't know if that's a year or whatever. So we've
I believe
done
it is lifetime. Like, literally, you don't have to pay for another membership.
So that's a good side of it.
Well, we thought that we might as well do the £20.
Yep.
Because it was actually £10 for a temporary membership.
Yeah.
And then if you do decide to go again...
You're paying £30.
Yeah. You're gonna get... So you could either pay the second time for a full membership, or you can again pay for a temporary each time you go.
Yeah.
For £20, you might as well get the full membership. You never go again, you're never going to go again.
Exactly. What's £20?
Yeah. So, I liked the locker side of things.
Yeah.
So, again, it's similar to VA. You get, like, your locker on a wristband thing.
Yep.
But...
You pay £10.
You pay £10 and you get it back.
Yep.
So, at the end of the night, you go to, like, the bar area. They give you £10 back when you hand in the key.
Yeah. So, obviously, we got registered, chucked our stuff in the locker, then we got a tour.
Yep.
And it was also, it was another couple's partner that actually showed us around.
Yeah, so they are regulars.
Yeah.
I think, by going in there, I thought, oh, they work there.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's a lot of people working. You know, it's a bit random, you know, there seems to be people everywhere showing tours or whatever. But a little bit further into the tour or into our night at JD's, you'll find out why.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, continue. We went for our tour.
Yeah, went for the tour. It's quite a spacious club. It's 8 private rooms? Yes,
yeah.
8 private rooms. Got massive hot tub. Good thing with that hot tub, no play whatsoever.
Yeah, so I don't like playing in water anyway.
No.
So knowing that you could get in a hot tub and you can't do nothing, I was like, yes, I like that.
Yeah.
Because there's no sort of pressure. There's no one trying anything.
It's just somewhere to relax and have a chat.
So I'm going to jump in with this tour. So you go in through the doors and that's where you got your reception area. And if you go through the doorway on your right-hand side... You've actually got a kitchen and sitting room area.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a bit random. But You can make that, you know, they supply a tea, coffee, whatever, and you can help yourself throughout the night.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice for those who, you know, don't really drink or, you know, didn't.
Not feeling good drinking.
Or, you know, to end your night, have a cup of tea before you drive home, you know, to chill and relax, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you go through another doorway. So through the second door, you've then got the hot tub to your right.
Yep.
And if you continue straight down the corridor,
that's where all the private rooms are.
And your lockers. Yep. So your lockers are pretty much all on the left-hand side and the private rooms are on your right-hand side until you get past where the lockers are. Then you've got, I think it was 3 to 8 or 4 to 8 in the private rooms.
Yeah, I think so.
In the separate corridor, which is nice. So every one of these rooms have a lockable door.
Yep.
They've, you know, they're clean. They look good.
Mm-hmm.
They're different types of rooms.
Yeah.
Whether that's lighting, bed shape.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice. One of the rooms that is near the lockers, that actually has a window on the corridor.
I think that's because the door is on the side, not. Yeah.
So with the window, there's curtains on the outside or the inside.
Yep.
So you can shut the curtains from the inside and nobody can then watch you. Or you can leave the curtains open, and if somebody decides, okay, we're going to shut the curtains from the outside, they can shut them.
Yeah.
Or if people want to watch, they can open them.
Yeah.
So that is down to anybody who wants to open them or close them. But again, if the ones that are in the room are closed,
you ain't seeing
nothing anyway.
No.
Once we went through that part,
we then went upstairs to where the couples play area.
So we went up through the kitchen.
Yeah, upstairs into where the couples area is. Then there's a big play area. But the one thing I did like about the couples area is, even if you were in a, you could only go in there as a couple.
Yep.
They also turned around and said to us, you cannot go in, say myself went out, Mrs. W would have to follow. There's no extra, like, one person in there. So I don't know if it's the case of you, if you were playing with another couple and I was like, I'm going to the toilet. I don't know on that situation.
Yeah, no, it will just be purely if the fact of, if, you know, just me and you were playing in the couple's room, you then went to the bathroom or went to the bar.
Yeah.
I would then have to sort of either follow you or stand outside the couple's room.
Yep.
Just so you're not taking up the space and holding it, basically.
And I think as well is seeing if, like, myself was to come back up and walk straight in, people would be like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, so I get that, and it's a good way. Going on, obviously, went in to see, like, obviously, the play group area.
Yeah, so amongst this open floor plan, basically, is what it is. There's different sections for different things. So you do have the swing.
Yep.
You have benches, you have beds, sofas. You've got
Is it a riding machine?
Yeah, so the riding machine with the remote control. You've got one of them.
Yep.
You've also got the glory holes.
Yeah, but that's a different spin on the glory hole.
The glory holes, the box.
Yeah.
So it's basically a box. You can stand in there. People could randomly put their hands in to feel or to see what they can feel.
Or you can push stuff out. Yeah. Or.
And right next to that, they had the bench with a curtain. So basically, you could say it was a female. They could be in there. They could shut the curtain and just have their legs on the.
Yeah.
The, what are they called? Like the hook thing. Yeah. The leg hoists. You could have your legs through them. And
stirrups, are they?
God knows. I can't think off the top of my head.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, then people can come and play with you if they wish.
Yeah.
Because you're that's why you're there. So when you actually go back down the stairs from the other side.
Yeah, you go into the bar area.
Yeah. So they actually have
a DJ. Every night.
Yeah, every night they're open, they have a live DJ. You can actually request songs.
Yep.
They've got a bit of paper for that. They've got a pole in the middle of the dance floor.
Yep.
And a bar area. So one thing I like about this bar area, even though it's small, it is actually
Bring your own.
Bring your own, yeah. So if you want a drink, bring your own. If you don't want a drink, don't bring none. They do serve, like, soft drinks, bottles of water.
Yeah. They also do have like sandwiches and stuff like that on the back row.
Yeah, so they do. They do a food selection each time. When we went, we didn't actually take any alcoholic drinks. So
no, we didn't.
We just sort of got a couple of soft drinks, bottles of water, just to see us through for the night. It wasn't a big thing because I didn't want to drink that night.
No.
Again, being a new place, new situation, not know anybody, sober is best. So
get the lay of the land.
Yeah, we actually just took our time, had a stroll.
Wandered around.
And the smoking area is really big.
Yeah.
So there's a bit under the canopy, they've got another section that's under canopy, and during the summer they have an outside bar, and there's loads of benches and things like that. When we were being shown around, they actually said to us, whether you smoke or not, outside is where a lot of people go.
Yep.
Like, a lot of people mingle, you'd never be alone, you know, somebody is always there to talk to.
Yep.
Well, we all know me, I don't speak, I don't talk to anyone.
I don't think you shut up that night.
I didn't shut up that night. But that's what I'm saying, I don't speak, I'm not one to sort of go, hi, this is me, you know, I don't do that.
It was also nice when we were outside and we were taking 5 minutes just to, like, regroup, see how both were feeling, and one of the doormen...
Yep.
Comes over to us and was like, you're right, guys, like, how you finding it? And everything like that. We're like, yeah, not too bad. He was like, why are you smoking over here? Smoking area's over there. Like, get them vapors out of there.
He was like, get under there, speak to everyone. And we were like, not sure. And he was like, nope, let's move.
Yeah.
So we went under the hood. And he was like, right, guys, everyone, this is Miss W, this is Mr. W.
Yep.
And, you know, everyone... sort of introduce themselves, everyone spoke.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
And I spoke to more people that night than I probably have.
Ever at VA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were literally speaking to everyone. And then, like, one lady started talking to us, and another one was like, well, if I knew she was talking to you, you'd be all right, because she don't talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And we had a really good, like, conversation with everyone and all the people that were talking to us. And we decided... pretty much that we were going to go back.
So, I actually said within the first 10 minutes, I'm not sure of this club. Like, yeah. I don't think I'm going to come back. After I sort of chilled out a bit, it was like, actually, no, I like these people. I like the, you know, the club itself.
There was such a diversity there as well.
Yeah, it was so different. It was family orientated. As random as that sounds, everyone that walks in those doors is classed as family.
Yeah.
So as we were saying, the people that done the tour, he is actually just a regular at the club.
Yeah.
But because he's there all the time, he gives them a hand sometimes. And it's the same as his wife. And then another couple we met, like the husband, he does the shuttle bus.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so welcoming and so friendly. And I literally walked away from that night and I was like, I want to go back. Like, I'm happy, like, I'm pleased. I can't believe how much I sort of come out of my shell that night.
Yeah.
But I was hoping it would be the case of if we went back, I wouldn't go back in my shell.
Yeah.
So, we also did get in that hot tub that night.
Oh, yeah.
There was a few people in the hot tub, but when I got in the hot tub, I just took my towel off, put it on the hook, and just walked in.
Yeah.
Without the sort of, oh, no, someone might see me situation. Like, I just felt different. Yeah. And then...
I'd like to see how you are at VA now.
We'll see. But I think, weren't it as we were about to get out the hot tub, another couple came in. And they were like, hi, you okay? Because she didn't speak much, did she?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they were basically, like, the same as us.
Yeah.
He done a lot of the talking. And I, you know, the same as you would. And I sort of sit there and like, Yeah.
And then you took over.
Yeah. But that night, I just felt like I could talk. We were asking questions, you know, we're sort of getting to know each other. And then...
do allow single gentlemen, and you will hear later on.
So, single gentlemen, we're chuck it out there now. Single gentlemen are allowed any night.
Yep.
But...
they be vetted.
They are looked into with the whole, you know... this is what you need to do, this is what you don't do, and you do anything wrong, you're out for good.
Yeah.
There's no ifs or buts.
No.
You get warned once, then you leave.
Yeah.
And speaking to these in the hot tub, and we were like, look, it's far too hot, you know.
Yeah.
We need to get out, but we'll sort of catch you in a bit.
Yeah. And then they were like, no, we're going to get out, we are.
Yeah. But, again, confidence-wise. Normally...
Oh, you spiked that night.
If I dress down, I have, like, a robe or a fro or something that I sort of have on just to half cover me. And I literally sat there, I looked in the back and I was like, fuck, I don't have my fro with me.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
The underwear is on and I'm just whatever. I do not give a shit.
But also in that respect as well is you didn't see a lot of gentlemen doing it.
No, so gentlemen were dressed, to be honest. There was very rare, like you might see the odd person in their boxers.
Yeah.
You'd never see a man walk around fully naked.
No.
You didn't really see a woman walk around fully naked. Not unless it was like going to in or out of the hot tub, to be honest. It was just, it was nice. It was just chilled.
Chilled, relaxed. And it was such a good evening.
I was buzzing.
Yeah.
And I think you agree you were.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And literally in the car on the way back, we were like, yep, we're going to go back again. We're going to see how it is. Let's see if I can keep my confidence there.
And it was also the case of we're going to go back because a first night at a club is always
a good night. Give it two nights anyway.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, just go for one and have done.
Yeah, have one and done. We're not a one and done person.
No. Quality over quantity.
Fucking work out, love.
Did I get that wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
Wrong way round first.
Yeah. But no, I was so pleased. Like, I sat there and I was like, okay. Like,
we're chilled.
We actually then spoke to some friends a couple of days later.
Peach and Snake.
Or a week later, weren't it?
No, that was a Sunday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because you got home from work.
Okay, yeah. So we spoke to them and they were like, oh my God, it sounds like such an amazing club. You know, you can tell you two are still buzzing. Yeah. They know as well as anybody who does know me, I don't relax easy.
Nope.
You saw me in a different light that night.
Oh, yes.
We didn't play with anybody else. We played with each other a few times during that night.
Yep.
I think you had to tell me no at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, because then we were joking around with the security guard, weren't we?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Sean already wants to get me in a playroom.
And he was like, yeah, go for it. And so he was like, no, not yet, later. It was just nice. Like,
it's such a, honest to God, go.
Anybody that can.
Yeah, anyone that can go to JD's bar at Bedford, go to it. If you've heard stuff, just go. Like,
we understand that because we like the club so much that night, not everybody else will.
Yeah.
But
they're so friendly.
Everyone's got a different opinion. And as we are believers, as you know, you should always try something.
Yeah.
You know, it's taken us this long to even get to JD's because we had heard bad things about it.
Yep.
We had got to the point where I was like, no, fuck it, we're going. Let's make our own opinion.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's the best way to be. There's no point in going somewhere or not going because of other people's opinion.
But I'm glad we went.
Oh, yeah.
And would we go back again?
Well, we did.
Okay.
So now leads on to part two of the second time going back to JD's. What was another Saturday night?
Yes. Mr. W's birthday weekend.
Yep.
So on that note, I think we're going to leave that episode there.
Yep. As we are currently at the black and white ball. So we're going to end it there and we will finish it up on the next one.
So hopefully we will have the next one up next, or we may have a little treat in between, who knows. So thank you guys for listening
and I hope you have a good evening.
Hold on, we've got socials.
Right, so that will be Instagram,
X,
Swing Hub.
I nearly said Pornhub.
Pineapple app,
Swing Hub,
TikTok.
I don't know if I missed anything there or if you missed anything.
If we've doubled up, it's fine. We like doubling down.
Why was I going to say Pornhub though? That's what I don't understand.
Know. Right, so we're going to end it there, guys. We're going to go off for the weekend. You will be hearing this while we are here. Feel free to get in touch on any of the socials. Hope you all have a good weekend. And if anyone is here, hope
please
you have a
say hello.
Yeah, come say hello and have a sexy weekend.
Thank you for listening and see you soon.
See you soon.